I wasn't rich, but I had dreams. I wasn't rich, but I had ambitions. I wasn't rich, but was surrounded by beauty. I wasn't rich, but I had creativity. I wasn't rich, but I wasn't poor. Living in the Point, I had three apartments. The first one, the landlord associated me as someone being on welfare, although I didn't thought I had the look. In the Point, a single mother looking for an apartment is automatically classified as BS in good Quebecois. This undermined my own self-confidence. Realizing that I was indeed with the same financial means as someone on welfare. My third apartment was on Ash Street. There, my daughter, who was 5, realized that we were poor. Small apartment indeed. My son, who was 3, had an idea. Digging in the apartment of the person below in order for us to have a basement. There, I had a profound reflection on what was to be rich and what was to be poor. My friend in the Point, the friends of my children, were all financially well-established people with beautiful houses. It was the people that we most had connection with. I was ashamed of inviting them in my place, while me and my children were always going to play in their beautiful houses with beautiful garden. Meanwhile, inside myself, I knew that I couldn't put myself in a box of being poor just because I had a little smart apartment on Ash Street. With no basement. I had ideas. I was curious. I was, in fact, studying in university. I was a privileged person. But I was, at the same time, poor. So I had this profound reflection on what was really to be poor, and what was to be rich?